political operatives, murder, and cash changing hands at a diner. It's all in a complaint filed by federal prosecutors in New Jersey. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the state announced a plea deal yesterday related to the 2014 murder of a Jersey City political consultant. WNYC's Nancy Solomon joins us now to sift through the details. Nancy, what the heck is going on?
This all seems kind of unbelievable, David. In May of 2014, Michael Galdieri was stabbed to death and his Jersey City apartment was set on fire. Galdieri was the son of a state senator, and he was what political operatives call a street guy, meaning he worked campaigns at the street level, hiring locals to get out the vote, put up signs, that sort of thing. Now, New Jersey politics is rough to begin with, but Galdieri had some run ends with the law. Apart from his political career, he did a short prison stint at one point related to a guns and drugs case. Now, nearly 8 years after his murder, we find out that another political consultant who is connected to some very big names in Jersey politics has admitted that he hired two people to kill Galdieri and then paid them thousands in cash at a diner in Elizabeth.
Okay, so we have two political consultants in this case. One has been murdered, and the other has admitted he played a role in the killing. Tell us about Sean Cattle.
Sean Cattle has worked in politics for many years. At the time of the murder, he was working on a mayoral runoff election in Bayonne. He was a longtime associate of former state senator Ray Lesniak, who was a Democratic power broker in Union County for years and successfully ran for governor in 2017. Lesniak also had a working relationship with one of the state's most powerful Democratic bosses, George Norcross. And I was told by two different sources that Cattle started working for Norcross sometime around 2014 after they met to discuss that year's mayoral race in Newark. Cattle then worked on the Atlantic City referendum to take power away from the mayor in 2020, which I'm told was supported by Norcross. A few different people who know Cattle say that he often had money problems, so they were surprised to see him driving an expensive car after the Atlantic City campaign in 2020, a Porsche Carrera. And Cattle is believed to be cooperating with the feds because even though he pled guilty to murder for hire, he's currently out on bail.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, any idea what, you know, cases he could be talking to the feds about?
No, but I'll tell you, the political world in New Jersey today is on fire. And there's just a ton of speculation, lots of name dropping going on. One mysterious case that's been discussed is one I know a lot about, the killing of John and Joyce Sheridan in their home. That also happened in 2014. They were also found stabbed to death, and the bedroom where their bodies were found was also set on fire.
Well, that's the same MO as the Cattle case?
Yeah, but of course, probably there are lots of cases that you could say that about. There is another similarity, though, and that's that John Sheridan was a longtime political insider. At the time of his death, he worked at Cooper University Hospital in Camden, where George Norcross is the chairman of the board. And the circumstances of he and his wife's deaths have long been called into question. Was it a murder-suicide, a double murder? I've been trying to unravel that mystery for years. Right now, the timing and method and political connections are intriguing, but needless to say, that's not evidence.
Yeah. Well, there was another big story in New Jersey politics today. Former Senate President Steve Sweeney, who lost his seat to a little-financed truck driver in November, has been kicked off New Jersey's redistricting commission. Explain to us why this is such a big deal.
This really strikes right at the heart of political power in New Jersey, who has it and how that's changing. We're seeing a seismic shift where Sweeney and the South Jersey machine led by Norcross are the losers, and Governor Phil Murphy and North Jersey Democrats are the winners. Let me back up and explain redistricting quickly. So this is about setting the boundaries of state legislative districts. So, for instance, deciding how many registered Republicans and Democrats will be in each legislator's district. You can imagine that a person that sits on that commission is in a position to be a deal maker, right? Because, for instance, they could move Democrats Democrats away from one Democrat and give to them to another. And Steve Sweeney had signaled that he wants to run for governor in 2025. So sitting on the Redistricting Commission would have been a great way to make friends and gather support and even potentially run for his old seat in the redrawn district next year. That all becomes a lot harder without that perch. Also, David, remember that when the party bosses anointed the new Senate president, the governor was at the table, quite literally, in yet another Jersey diner. So Murphy is expected to face friendlier legislative leadership in his second term.
Well, and listeners will be able to ask the governor their questions on Ask Governor Murphy tomorrow night at 7 on WNYC. Nancy Solomon, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, David.